Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The Cancer full moon that brings it all home. January 3rd, 2026. Some lunar cycles whisper, others rearrange your entire emotional architect. The Cancer new moon on June 25th, 2025 began one of the rare transformative cycles. The Cancer full moon on January 3rd, 2026 completes it. This is a 7-month arc where the seeker becomes the sage. The seed moment, when the divine download arrived, the cycle began with an extraordinary cosmic intensity. The nurturing waters of Cancer met the fiery determination of Aries in a double square. Sun and Jupiter in Cancer squaring Saturn and Neptune in Aries. This wasn't subtle energy. This was the universe's emotional boot camp. Sun at 1 degree Cancer, Jupiter at 2 degree Cancer, exalted and expansive. The Sun at 1 degree Cancer, Jupiter at 2 degree Cancer, exalted and expansive. Saturn at 1 degree Aries and Neptune at 2 degrees Aries, discipline meets vision. The Kazemi, cosmic goal. One day before the new moon on June 24th, Jupiter entered the heart of the Sun going Kazemi. The moment of revelation, the flash of clarity that made everything suddenly make sense. The most expansive energy in our solar system receiving direct transmission from our life-giving star. Divine insight, meaning personal identity. The warning. The new moon arrived at 4 degree Cancer with its Sabin symbol. At the railroad crossing, an automobile is wrecked by a train. Not literal disaster, this was a metaphor. The universe was saying, don't force your personal agenda, the car, without awareness of greater forces at play, the train. This was about alignment, not resistance. Mars's extended retrograde in Cancer wasn't random torture. It was preparation. You revisited old wounds, examined defensive reactions, confronted issues around security and belonging. You learned new ways of protecting what matters. But by June 2025, Mars in Virgo offered the practical tools, the strategy and discernment needed to implement what you learned. You were ready. The testing ground. From July through December, the Saturn-Neptune square maintained steady pressure. But something profound was happening beneath the surface. Both Saturn and Neptune retrograded back into Pisces, returning to complete unfinished business before their final push into Aries. This just wasn't any retrograde. This was the culmination of generational cycles. Saturn in Pisces, 2023 to 2025. 2.5 years of learning to structure compassion, to discipline spirituality, to build boundaries and boundless spaces. Neptune in Pisces, 2011 to 2025. 14 years, an entire spiritual awakening movement. Collective consciousness shifts. The dissolution of old religious and spiritual frameworks. Both planets going back one last time was the universe saying, before we move into the Aries area of the new action and new courage, let's make absolutely sure you integrated everything from the Pisces chapter. Every month during this period presented the same essential choice in different forms. Dreams versus discipline, idealism versus reality, the old story versus the new. This wasn't punishment, this was alchemy. Like a master craftsman shaping precious metal, these challenges sculpted you into someone capable of holding both wisdom and power with grace. the pressure burned away what didn't serve, asking you to build structures, Saturn, for your dreams, Neptune, to take action, Aries, from an emotional mature place, Cancer. You were being forged into someone who could hold not just the wisdom you received in June, but the wisdom of entire eras, the revelation. January 3rd, 2026, standing between eras. Before we look at the full moon itself, you need to understand the moment you're standing in. On January 3rd, 2026, we are in a liminal space, a threshold between entire paradigms. Neptune sits at 29 Pisces, the aneritic degree, the very last breath before a new beginning. In 24 days, January 27th, Neptune will enter Aries for a 14-year journey, fundamentally shifting how the collective experiences spirituality, dreams, and transcendence. Saturn sits at 26 degrees Pisces, 6 weeks away from entering Aries on Valentine's Day. The planet of structure and discipline is completing its 2.5-year journey through Pisces, preparing to build new frameworks for the Aries era. Both planets have retrograded back into Pisces to finish their work. Both are now direct, moving steadily toward the threshold. Both have completed their lessons. This full moon happens in that sacred pause, after the integration, and before the leap. The wisdom you're harvesting isn't just from the June new moon, it's from the 2.5 years of Saturn in Pisces teaching you spiritual discipline. It's from the 14 years of Neptune in Pisces dissolving old paradigms and awakening collective consciousness. You're standing at the edge of one era and the beginning of another. And the moon and the sun, through their rulership connections, are holding this entire transition. The moon returns home. 7 months later, the moon arrives at 13 degrees Cancer in her own sign, fully sovereign. And she brings Jupiter with her, approximately 8 degrees away, still echoing that June Kazemi. Emotional truth becomes emotional authority. Intuition becomes embodied knowing. The seeker becomes the sage. The Moon-Jupiter conjunction floods you with emotional intelligence that feels like remembering something ancient. This isn't expansion for its own sake. It's understanding earned through lived experience. 13 degrees Cancer, the saving symbol, the elder at the threshold, a very old man facing a vast dark space in the northeast. This is not fear. This is initiation. The very old man is you. The version that heeded the railroad warning, that learned to work with cosmic timing, that balanced Saturn's discipline with Neptune's dreams, that rebuilt emotional security from the inside out. But he's also the collective, the part of humanity that has spent 14 years in Pisces disillusion and is now ready to face the Aries unknown. The vast dark space is no longer terrifying. It's full of infinite possibilities. And that northwest direction, in many esoteric traditions, is the direction of future wisdom and new beginnings. The old man isn't looking back at what was. He's looking forward at what's about to be. The Aries era, the next 14 years of Neptune, the new structure Saturn will build, the unknown you can meet with curiosity rather than panic, because you've done the Piscean work of surrender, disillusion, and spiritual integration. Across the sky, the Capricorn Forge. The sun stands at 13 degrees Capricorn, flanked by Jupiter at 12 degrees, Mars at 14 degrees, and Mercury in the mix, a Capricorn stellium, and it's ruled by Saturn. And where is Saturn? At 26 degrees Pisces, finishing his work, preparing to cross into Aries. The ruler of this entire Capricorn configuration is standing at the completion point of a 2.5 year cycle, having retrograded back to integrate the final lessons before moving forward. This means the structures you've been building, Capricorn Stellium, are infused with the wisdom of spiritual discipline that Saturn learned in Pisces. You're not building from ego or ambition alone. You're building from compassion, from surrender, from a spiritually mature understanding of responsibility. Venus and Mars are under the beams, invisible, undergoing purification. Within days, both will reach Kazemi, receiving direct solar empowerment, just like Jupiter did in June. This is a triple forge moment. Venus refines your values and desires. Mars refines your will and capacity for action. The sun integrates both into unified purpose. You're being purified on both sides, heart and blade. The hidden architect, rulership through bounds. For those who work with essential dignities, here's where the cosmic intelligence becomes overwhelming. 13 degrees Cancer sits at the edge of Venus's bounds. The moon carries Venus's signature, beauty, harmony, relational truth to the threshold. 13 degrees Capricorn sits at the edge of Jupiter's bounds. The sun carries Jupiter's wisdom and expansion to its own threshold. Both benefics are directly involved. Both are the boundary keepers at their own inspection points. This full moon is the handoff between Venus and Jupiter. Venus gives emotional clarity. Jupiter gives spiritual wisdom. The sun fuses them into direction. The moon rules Cancer. She's home, empowered. The sun is in Capricorn, ruled by Saturn. But there's a deeper exchange. The luminaries are in mutual reception by exaltation. Moon exalts in Taurus, ruled by Venus. Sun exalts in Aries, ruled by Mars. The emotional wisdom you cultivated needs to act the participation of both your desires, Venus, and your will, Mars, to manifest in a material reality. And here's the profound part. Saturn rules the Capricorn stellium and is currently at 26 Pisces, while Jupiter, in Cancer with the moon, traditionally rules Pisces, alongside modern ruler Neptune. The two benefics, Jupiter and Venus, are holding the luminaries. The two malefics, Saturn and Mars, are providing the structure and will. And Neptune at 29 Pisces is the spiritual vision about to be reborn. Everything connects. The cosmic intelligence is showing you exactly how spiritual insight becomes lived experience. How Pisces' disillusion becomes Aries' action. How 14 years of collective awakening bursts the next era. So what is this full moon asking from you? You've expanded your heart and deepened your wisdom. Now what you gonna do with it? This is the embodiment moment, where insight becomes action, where emotional truth becomes lived reality, where water meets earth. Jupiter in Cancer gave you the feelings, the wisdom, the expanded sense of what's possible. Now the sun in Capricorn, with Mars and Venus on either side, is asking, how does this become real? This isn't dramatic. This is quiet knowing, deep exhale, the moment where inner and outer worlds click into alignment. You may feel a sudden sense of maturity and readiness, a release of old emotional patterns, clarity about what you're building and why, calm acceptance of responsibility, a soft but powerful confidence, something ancient within you guiding the Mars-Venus-Kazemi gift. Here's the grace. You're not figuring this out alone. Both Mars and Venus go Kazemi within days of this full moon. Venus Kazemi clarifies what you actually want, what you truly value. No more confusion between what you think you should want and what you desire. Mars Kazemi recharges your will and redirects your effort. No more spinning your wheels. The wisdom you've been cultivating finally has the tools it needs to manifest. Jupiter expanded your heart. Now Venus and Mars, reborn through Kazemi, give you practical magic to build something real. Y'all ready to get personal? Where does this full moon land in your life? By rising sign. The full moon activates the Cancer Capricorn axis in your chart. Here's where the harvest and embodiment are happening for you. Let's get to it. Aries rising, fourth house, home, family, roots, 10th house, career, public, legacy. Emotional security you built at home now supports your professional ambition. What you healed in private is ready to be seen publicly. Taurus rising, third house, communication, siblings, learning. 9th house, beliefs, travel, higher learning. The way you think and communicate has matured. Local knowledge becomes universal wisdom. Share what you've learned. Gemini rising, second house, resources, value, self-worth. 8th house, shared resources, transformation, depth. Your relationship with money and worth has transformed. What you value is clear. Intimate partnerships reflect this new stability. Cancer rising, first house, self, identity, body. 7th house, partnerships, contracts, and others, the mirror. This is your full moon. The person you've become meets the partnerships you're building. Identity and relationship reach equilibrium. Leo rising, 12th house, spirituality, solitude, completion. 6th house, health, work, daily life. Spiritual insights from the shadows now inform your daily routine. Hidden work becomes visible service. Rest becomes productive. Virgo rising, 11th house, community, hopes, networks. 5th house, creativity, joy, self-expression. Friendships and creative expression find balance. The communities you built support your authentic self-expression. Your joy becomes collective. Libra rising, 10th house, career, reputation, authority. 4th house, home, family, emotional foundation. Professional achievements rest on emotional security. Your public role reflects private healing. Authority becomes nurturing. Scorpio rising, 9th house, belief, expansion, meaning. 3rd house, communication, learning, daily exchange. Big visions meet practical communication. Philosophy becomes conversation. What you believe is ready to be taught. Sagittarius rising, 8th house, transformation, depth, shared power. 2nd house, personal resources, values, stability. Deep transformation stabilizes your resources. What you release creates space for what you truly value. Intimacy builds security. Capricorn rising, 7th house, partnership, marriage, agreements. 1st house, self, identity, independence. Relationships reflect your growth. Others mirror your maturity. The balance between self and other reaches completion. Aquarius rising, 6th house, health, service, daily practice. 12th house, spirituality, rest, completion. Work and spiritual practice integrate. Daily service becomes sacred ritual. What you do reflects what you believe. Pisces rising, 5th house, creativity, romance, joy. 11th house, community, friendship, collective vision. Creative expression finds its audience. Romance becomes friendship. Personal joy serves collective hope. Your art builds community. Reflect on the journey. What have you learned about security, belonging, and emotional truth since June? What did the Jupiter Kazemi download? What have the Saturn Neptune squares taught you? Look specifically at the houses this full moon activates in your chart. Journal before the full moon. Acknowledge your growth. You're not the same person who started this cycle. Your capacity has expanded. Your wisdom has deepened. Own that. Get clear on your next steps. What do you want, Venus? How will you pursue it, Mars? What structures do you need to build, Capricorn? Write them down as a sacred contract with yourself. Break yourself. Trust a vulnerable moment. If things feel uncertain, that's appropriate. Under the beams equals transforming. Clarity comes after purification. Honor the threshold. 13 degrees is an edge. You're completing one chapter and preparing for the next. What are you ready to release? What are you ready to build? Create a ritual. Light two candles. One for the June intention. One for your earned wisdom. Let them burn together. Write a letter to your June self about the trains you've learned to watch for. Write one for January self about the wisdom you're now ready to carry. Face your vast dark space. Identify what your vast dark space to the northeast represents. A career leap. A relationship risk. A creative unknown. Stand before it and say, I face you with curiosity and courage, not fear. June 2025, you received the insight. The Kazemi opened your eyes. The Saban symbol warned you to align with larger forces. July through December 2025, you were tested. Saturn and Neptune stripped the illusions. You learned discipline and emotional maturity. January 2026, you become the wisdom. You stand at the threshold, not as the person who begun, but as the one who survived, learned, and grew. The promise of this moment, the June new moon asks you to receive wisdom and set aligned intentions. The January full moon asks you to make that wisdom walk and talk in the world. Walk it like a talk it. And to prepare for the era that's coming. You can't stop it. Jupiter in Cancer expanded your heart. Now Venus and Mars in Capricorn, reborn through the Kazemi, gives you the desire and will to build something real with all that feeling. But you're not just building yourself. You're building in preparation for Neptune entering Aries in January 27th. Spiritual warrior, act of faith, courage as devotion. Saturn entering Aries on Valentine's Day. New structures for a new age. Discipline action. Responsible innovation. This is embodiment. Soul becoming structure. Water meeting earth. Pisces completing so Aries can begin. The cosmic architecture is perfect. The timing is divine. The benefics are holding space for transformation. And you are ready. You are the very old man now. Wiser, more capable, willing to meet mystery without controlling it. Standing at the edge of Venus's bounds in Cancer and Jupiter's bounds in Capricorn. Held by the benefics as you step into what comes next. You've integrated 14 years of Pisces spiritual disillusion. You've learned Saturn's lessons with compassionate structure. You've harvested the wisdom of the Cancer cycle. The railroad crossing is behind you. The vast dark space is before you. The Aries era is about to begin. You are equipped for both. Welcome to the harvest. Welcome to the threshold. The circle is complete. The new one begins. If this resonated with you, leave a comment below. Send me an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. Come to the website, iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact. Leave me a message right there. Happy New Year. If you want to show your appreciation, leave your boy a tip. I am Astrology Readings. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself, balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.